Okay, good morning, everyone. I think we're recording on all fronts, so we should be good to go. Let's pray. Father God, I pray that you will be with us today. God, I pray that you'll just encourage us, Father, as we talk about worshiping you and what that means. God, I pray that you'll just bless our time together, Father. Thank you for letting us gather together, and thank you for technology that we can still hang out even though I'm away. God, we pray that you'll just encourage everyone and just give us a great time today, Father. In your name we pray. Amen. So this morning, we're going to talk about true worshipers. So as you know, I'm just finishing vacation. That's where I'm at. I don't have my tan on yet, but we just flew in back into Canada late last night. So we're excited to be recording this so we can hang out, but we're also excited to be back in Canada, even though we had a great time, I'm sure, in California. It was beautiful weather. I know that. I'm speaking that prophetically. I'm excited that we're going to have great weather. And I'm looking forward to sharing with you next week what happened on our trip. It's going to be great. So today we're going to talk about one of my big prayers for our church. And it's one that I think reflects the heart of God. And it's for us to grow in our passion to worship God. Like, I don't know, am I the only one that wants to grow in his passion for worshiping God? I think it's something we all want, isn't it? I think that should be exciting for us. So not only in church, but in everyday life, we need to take the opportunity to express our love, our devotion, and our worship to Jesus. John 4:23 speaks to what we want or what we should want. And it says, yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. Notice what God is not seeking here. He isn't seeking public speakers. He's not seeking charismatic leaders. He's not seeking people that will judge others. God isn't looking for those that say, I don't like it. God isn't looking for the best guys that are cleaning snow or doing this. He isn't looking for those that are the most gifted administrators. I'm thankful for this one. He's not looking for the best looking people or those with the best style. I think I got good style, but that's not what he's looking for, is he? God is looking for who? He's not looking for those with the most Facebook friends or Twitter or Instagram followers. God is looking for the true worshipers, those who want to engage in true and authentic worship. Those of us that want to engage in worship in spirit and in truth. Matthew 15:8-9 says, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship is a farce. Wow. See, we want to be people that not only worship with our lips, but worship with our lives, don't we? I think that should be very exciting for us. Jesus wants us to worship him in all that we do. He wants us to be true worshipers. If we're false worshiping, it just means we're just giving lip service. We're acting as if we're a farce. But true worshipers are those who worship in everything that they do. Another great scripture is Psalms 100. And it says, shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him. Sing with joy. How many of you sang with joy this morning? Hey? Acknowledge the Lord is God. He made us. And we are his. Isn't that great? We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter the gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise to him. For the Lord is good. He's a good God. His unfailing love continues forever. And his faithfulness continues to each generation. So since God is seeking the true worshipers here, we want to give God the worship. We want to give God the honor. We want to give God the praise, all that he is due. And the thing is, you know, God loves us so much, and we can give him all of our heart and everything we have, and yet it's still not as much as he's worthy and how much he's due. But we need to give him all that we have. Nothing we do is our own. And I'd like to show you three qualities from scriptures about true worshipers. So the first thing is true worshipers worship with awe. Now I love the way that the writer in Hebrews says in Hebrews 12, 28 and 29, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Wow. Let me read that again. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom, we're receiving the kingdom from God, and that kingdom cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. And let's worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. He deserves our awe. For our God is a consuming fire. Wow. And then we have Psalm 6. And it says, oh boy, I just lost my spot. Sorry. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. You know, you think about Scripture. And when people came to worship Jesus, I'll give you an example. When the wise men came to worship Jesus, what did they do? They bowed before Jesus. They worshiped him. When Simon Peter came to Jesus, he fell to his knees. And it says in Scripture that one day every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. I'd like to ask you something. Consider this. When was the last time that you were stunned, when you were shaken by the presence of God? You know, every time we gather together in his presence is an opportunity to be shaken by the presence of God. When we're driving in our car, it's an opportunity to be shaken by the presence of God. The second thought today is true worshipers worship with abandon. Worship with abandon. When the Ark of the Covenant finally arrived in the city of David, King David led the way, worshiping. And how did he do it? He did it with abandon. And it says in 2 Samuel chapter 6, and David danced before the Lord with all his might. David gave it all he had. He didn't care what anyone thought, did he? He worshiped his God. And all of people, the first to criticize him was his wife. Of all the people, you know what? If I were to dance here for you guys today, my wife might criticize me. But I'd be doing it for Jesus. Nathan might criticize my dancing too. I got no moves. But that's okay, because I'm doing it for Jesus. That's why when we sing, we need to sing with our heart, because we're doing it for Jesus. Wow. David danced before the Lord for his God. He humiliated himself, and he didn't care. See, even though his wife was making fun of him, David retorted to Michal, I was dancing before the Lord. Yes, and I am willing to look even more foolish than this, even to be humiliated in my own eyes. That's 2 Samuel 6, 21 and 22. In other words, you haven't seen anything yet. I'm here for my God. Because of who God is And because what he's done for me, I can't help but give him praise. It doesn't matter if I look foolish. It's for my God. You know, a few of you probably know what I'm talking about. Not everyone, but a few of you know about this dancing for God and, you know, just allowing him to worship you, or him to worship you, you to worship him, to say his name, to praise his name, to dance and not worry about what others think, but only about your God. See, we're his. That's something to celebrate. And because of what he's done, we need to give him praise. We talked about it a couple weeks ago with Easter. This is exciting stuff. He's our God, and we love him, and he loves us. So how do true worshipers worship? We worship with awe, and we worship with abandon. And the third thing we do is we worship with intimacy. See, David said in Psalm 27, verse 4, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple." Oh, to seek him. We need to seek him. If I could have one thing, it's not power. It's not things. It's not money. It's to have intimacy with God, to dwell in his house with him, seeing his glory in all that we do, worshiping him. So how do we worship him? With awe. We worship him with abandon. We worship him with intimacy. We want to see his glory, don't we? We want to worship him. We want to be true worshipers of our God because he deserves our praise. Who's excited with me? He deserves our praise. Nothing else, nothing more. He deserves our praise. Awe, abandon, and intimacy. How do we worship him? With awe, abandon, and intimacy. Psalms 141 verses 1 to 2 says, "Accept my prayers and worship as incense offered to you, and my upraised hand as an evening offering." Who wants to give him your upraised hand? See, our praise, when we praise God, when we give him worship, it's an offering to him. We're offering up our praise to him. He deserves our praise. It's fine. Our offerings, when we do our tithes, when we take up offerings, that's one type of worship. When we sing songs on the keyboard, when Mary's leading us in music, that's another type of worship. When we're going to work, that's another type of worship. When we're shoveling old Fred's driveway down the street, that's another type of worship. See, everything we do is an act of worship. And everything we do, because it's an act of worship, should be for him. So that means everything we do should be in awe. We need to worship him with abandon. And we need to worship him with intimacy. We need to know our God. You see, God loves us no matter what. Case closed. We need to understand that. We need to get our mind wrapped around that. It's one of the hard things I think we do as people, to understand that God loves us no matter what. A few weeks ago, we talked about John 3:16 and how God so loved the world that he gave his only son for us. He knew how messed up we could be. He knew how many mistakes we could make. But he sent his son Jesus. Why? Because he loves us. And he wants to know us. And he wants us to worship him as we get to know him. How do we get to know him? By worshiping. Worship him with awe. Worship him with abandon. Worship him with intimacy. Don't worry if Mel looks at you like you're crazy and you're dancing. If I had a tambourine, we could be playing a tambourine right now. But you know what? Let's worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Let's pray. Father God, we worship You. God, You are so good to us. God, You love us so much. And Father, You deserve all our awe, all our abandon, and all our intimacy, God, because we worship You. God, You are so good, and You love us so much. And Father, we thank You. God, I pray that You would allow us to focus in on You this week. God, that we would want to worship You in all that we do. Father, that worship wouldn't be just about music, Father, but it would be everything we do in our life as an act of worship to You. So God, we thank You, we love You, we give You praise. Father, in Your name we pray, amen. Have a great week, everybody, and be blessed. Bye-bye.